Good afternoon. News time, 12 noon, 21 degrees outside, cloudy skies, expecting a little more snow today, possibly another inch or two of accumulation, and a high around 24. Highway crews and snow removal services around the area remain busy today as they continue to clean up from the first major snowstorm of the season. An additional 2 inches fell across Sheboygan last night, adding to the around 6 inches from Sunday. Sergeant Brad George of the Sheriff's Department said there were no accidents or vehicles in the ditch last night, but that was not the case yesterday. He said there were reports of 16 vehicles in the ditch and 5 property damage accidents. Expect roads to remain less than ideal the next few days as more snow is in the forecast. The National Weather Service is currently forecasted up to 6 more inches could fall by Thursday morning. Folks in the far north of the state got the most white stuff yesterday. The National Weather Service at Ashland got 23 inches of snow as of 6:30 this morning, including 5 inches overnight. Brule in Douglas County got half of its 12 inches overnight. Bayfield picked up more than 8 inches by 6:30, and it was still coming down at that time. Most everywhere else, 5 to 9 inches fell yesterday, especially in the southeast quarter of the state. Milwaukee, Madison, and Green Bay all had record snowfalls for the date yesterday. All this coming as the Christmas holiday travel season got underway this weekend. The state's AAA says 1.8 million residents, or about one of every 3 Wisconsinites, are going at least 50 miles one way between last Saturday and New Year's Day. The number of state travelers is up for the 5th straight year. The AAA's Pan Moen credits an improved economy and gas prices, which are a little less than a year ago. In other news, a Sheboygan man was sentenced recently to a prison term after selling heroin to an undercover officer in the city of Sheboygan last July. 24-year-old Randy Keefe will spend a year and a half in prison and 2.5 years on extended supervision after he gets out. He sold the heroin to the agent in a drug deal that went down at North 11th and Lincoln Avenue. Judge Terrence Burke handed down the sentence. The state's fire marshal's office continues to investigate a weekend house fire that killed an 80-year-old man in South Milwaukee. Firefighters were called Saturday afternoon after smoke emerged from the rear of the home. Officials said the fire started in the kitchen where the man's body was found. His name was not immediately released. An autopsy is scheduled for today. A firefighter was treated at a hospital for a shoulder injury and was later released. We might get another update today on the governor's decision on a casino in Kenosha. Colin Bennett has the latest.
A top aide for Governor Walker spoke to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and he said we may not even have a decision until after the election next November. The Republicans' administration secretary basically said there were a lot of moving parts here, but one of the things they're looking at is modifying or even getting rid of the veto power for the tribes in order to block the planned Menominee project. He said he'll need to engage in shuttle diplomacy between the tribes, as the Potawatomi and Ho-Chunk still won't support the plan.
It is a deadline day for the Affordable Care Act. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern has more.
There could be a crush of customers on healthcare.gov and the state exchanges. Today is the last day to select an insurance policy that kicks in January 1st. The Obama administration has been on a PR blitz to encourage enrollment by the midnight Eastern Time deadline, and last week announced more than 1 million enrollments. But that figure is still well below initial goals as customers have struggled to sign up on the federal website. As for the deadline to purchase insurance before the individual mandates tax penalty, that comes at the end of March.
The 2013 wolf hunt will be closing tonight. Raymond Newpert has more.
The Department of Natural Resources is reporting that Wolf Zone 3 is nearing its harvest quota. 64 of 71 wolves have been harvested, and the DNR will be closing the zone this afternoon at 5 o'clock. Any wolves that have not yet been registered need to be registered immediately. Call the DNR at 1-855-299-9653. To register your wolf. Raymond Newpert, WHBL News.
Sheboygan County saw a third straight month of lower home sales last month. According to the latest figures from the Wisconsin Realtors Association, 8 fewer sales took place in November than compared to last year. The median price for a home also dropped for a second month, down 8.9%. Statewide last month, home sales were also down 6%, with officials saying this was likely to happen due to the high number of sales last year. Last month's figures have not stopped 2013 from being a better year than 2012 for sellers. Sales and the median price in Sheboygan County remain above around 9% higher this year than last year. A humane society in north central Wisconsin has rescued over 50 puppies from a condemned house Saturday, and they are hoping the community can help them out. Larry Lee has the story.
It all started with a call from a woman who called the Lincoln County Humane Society because she had to surrender her dogs. Humane Society staff was expecting to find 25 dogs. Instead, they found over 50 puppies in a messy home with no water or heat. The pups are all in pretty good health but need new homes. This large number of puppies is straining the resources of the shelter, which usually holds just 11 dogs. They've been foster housing cats and using cat cages for the small puppies to get by. The Lincoln County Humane Society needs both money and supplies to help care for the puppies, but most of all, they need to find them good homes and fast. Larry Lee, WHBL News.
And Racine police are asking for help finding a 57-year-old man who walked away from a group home on Sunday. Ruben Santos was not wearing a jacket or shoes when he left in the middle of the night. According to police, a brain injury has left Santos with a diminished mental capacity, and he has a history of hiding from people who are trying to find him. Santos is 5'8", about 135 pounds, with brown eyes and thinning hair. Taking a look at your forecast, cloudy skies and periods of snow, possibly another 1 or 2 inches of accumulation today, a high near 24, down to a low near zero tonight, but we'll be drying out and we'll stay dry tomorrow under mostly sunny skies. Currently 21 degrees as we head back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL, WHBL News Time, 1206.